Anyway, we have Pat here on the telephone. Pat can try to reach me. I can't answer it. I can't call him on Skype. And well, we're back to the telephone. Well, Pat, I was very upset this morning when I awoke, and I said to Alexa at about 3:45 this morning, "Alexa, what's the weather in Salisbury, Connecticut?" And Alexa said to me, "In Salisbury, Connecticut, it's 45 degrees. Sunny today, high around 80, low today, 45. So we didn't make it to the 50 at my house, Pat.
You still were in the 40s, huh?
Well, now in Sharon, since the sun started to crest the ridge in the past 10 minutes, the temperature's gone up 3 degrees here in Sharon. So in Sharon, it's now 52. And I would suspect at my house, the sun doesn't get over the mountain until a little later, so it's probably still around 46, 47 at my house.
Yeah, I'm at 56 here in the lower Hudson Valley, and I didn't drop any lower than 53. So, again, you're cool spot, and it's not too representative of the entire listening area. I just want you to know that because it really, for the most part, is going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny skies, 80, and clear tonight. Now we're still looking at 50 to 55, not 45 to 50. Sunny on Wednesday, low 80s. We edge it up a little bit. And then go to the mid-80s, sunny to partly cloudy Thursday. And mid-80s Friday, sun and clouds, maybe a shower. That would occur later in the day. And your weekend, it's going to be nothing short of summer-like. Summer does arrive at 5:44 Saturday afternoon. And Saturday and Sunday will be hazy, humid, with showers and thunderstorms each afternoon, and then dying down in the evening. And that pattern easily continuing next week, easily.
Well, that means next week we'll have a chance to bring out the shorts for the season.
Well, why can't you bring them out now? You think it's too cold?
Well, I don't want to leave the house with all my legs hanging out in 44 or 45 degrees.
Right, but, you know, your legs don't feel it as much as the rest of your body. So you could get away with shorts in the 40s as opposed to just walking out with a short-sleeve shirt on. You know, you needed like a little hoodie or a jacket or something like that. But I think, I saw, a lot of people wearing shorts yesterday, even in the morning. But then again, they were either walking or jogging. So there's a big difference there. But in the meantime, Marshall, it's kind of quiet in the tropics. There is this little disturbance over the Carolinas. They don't really expect it to develop, but that's why they're getting the rain. We are not because of high pressure over us. Once the high goes offshore, then some of the moisture will work north, but I'm not holding out hopes for much rain from Friday through the weekend. So, again, it is going to be widely, widely scattered. And overall, a very quiet June weather pattern, and we'll be saying bye-bye to spring on Friday, right? On Friday, we say bye-bye to spring on Friday on a summer note.
And there's no humidity in the forecast either, huh?
Well, that comes in on Friday.
That does come in on Friday, okay. So that increases the chance of a shower or thunderstorm.
Right. And that's why then over the weekend, they'll just be popping up in the afternoon and then dying down in the evening. And that'll be that. I plan on going up to the lake no matter what the weather is because I left that place, pretty much in shambles and everything's got to be put back together. So, well, I'll be doing that. And that's it. I'm doing that. And the only other thing that I'm doing, because I'm hooked, is continuing to watch on Netflix Ozark. I just started season 3. This is the last season. I mean, they're probably going to do a season 4, but it's not out yet. So I'm up to season 3 and episode 2. And I continue to watch it. If you haven't, if you really, really like suspense and drama, watch Ozark.
I guess I won't be watching it.
You don't like that, huh?
There's enough suspense and drama in real life.
This has got to do with, you know, laundering of money. So,
well, like I said, just look at the news any day.
I know. It's a sin. It really is a sin. What is going on? I mean, one thing after the other. I mean, I was watching the news just for a little while last night at 6:30, and you know, watching the protest and what's happening in Atlanta. And then all of a sudden they come out with this thing with two men found hanged, however you want to say it. They don't know if it was homicide, suicide. And I'm saying, what is going on? I mean, is this pandemic affecting the brains of people?
I think people's brains have already been affected. I think we're well past the pandemic causing the problem. It doesn't help the problem, but
no.
But it's I don't know, Pat. You know what it is. It is what it is. You know, I just when I watch something on TV, and I have really the only thing I've been watching is because I get home and I take my nap, and then at 4 o'clock, I feed the animals, and then I start my afternoon work on what I have to do for the radio station in the morning, and it's 6:30 by the time I finish. I have a little dinner, and then. I get my evening shower, and then it's time for bed.
Yeah.
So I don't. Thank goodness I don't watch that much. But I am affected by the news, of course, when I come into work in the morning and in the afternoon when I put these stuff together. I have to look at news then, and it's depressing. So I try not to. I try not to look at it too much. You know, it's just what it is.
It really is. It's very depressing, and I don't know. I think I'm fortunate. A lot of these places that opened up early and avoided all the rules, you see what's happening now. The virus count is going, you know, way high again. So we have to keep our grounds here because Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey have done very well listening to our leaders locally here. And we have to just continue to be very vigilant. That's all.
That's right. Just masks and social distancing. That's all that's required. For God's sakes, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you know, it's not like you have to go to war and fight for somebody. It's a very simple thing to do. Get a mask, put a piece of clothing over your face when you're outside around people, and then try to stay 6 feet away. How hard is that to do, really? God darn.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's not difficult at all. And especially at this time, most of us are used to this, and it should now almost be like second nature.
Yeah. Well.
So, you know, you got to do it until we say, as we say in the weather business, until the coast is clear.
I don't see that coast getting rid of the fog for quite a while.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right, Pat. I'm going to see if I can work on my Skype when we're finished, and hopefully we'll Skype tomorrow morning.
All right, sounds great. You have a good day. Enjoy it, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.